From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Law enforcement officials confirm reports that two men were detained after flying from Chicago to Amsterdam. Officials tell NPR the men do not appear to have ties to Al-Qaeda or its affiliates, but they are continuing to check those connections. One of the men had a number of cell phones, a medicine bottle, and other items taped together that made officials suspicious. Their bags were removed from the planes before takeoff. Officials are cautioning against reading too much into the episode while they continue their investigation. Under Dutch law, the men can be detained while that investigation continues. President Obama says his advisors are looking for new ways the government can encourage companies to hang out the Help Wanted sign. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that might include additional tax cuts and government spending on infrastructure.
President Obama promised he'll have more to say about government moves to boost the economy in the days to come. For now, he's renewing his call for Congress to pass a small business assistance measure, an idea he's been touting since his State of the Union speech 7 months ago.
The small business owners and the communities that rely on them, they don't have time for political games. They shouldn't have to wait any longer.
Mr. Obama spoke in the White House Rose Garden after his daily briefing on the economy. A closely watched report on unemployment comes out later this week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The White House's point man on Iraq, Vice President Joe Biden, has arrived in Baghdad for a three-day visit. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports Biden will meet Iraqi officials and attend a ceremony marking the drawdown of U.S. troops in Iraq to fewer than 50,000.
The vice president is expected to meet Iraqi political leaders who are still deadlocked nearly 6 months after parliamentary elections in March. The results in that race were so close that political parties have yet to agree on how to form a government. The vice president also will attend a ceremony to mark the reduction of combat operations here in Iraq. The Americans are renaming their efforts as an advise and assist mission, but they still will be actively pursuing insurgents alongside Iraqi troops. Although violence is down from the worst days of the war in 2006 and 2007, there have been a wave of attacks in recent weeks, and more are expected, especially if the political impasse continues. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Hurricane Earl, the latest storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, has reached Category 4 status. Earl, which is lashing the northeastern Caribbean, has maximum sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. There are now warnings up for the Puerto Rican islands. The storm has already caused some flooding in low-lying parts of the Leeward Islands and has been picking up strength. Earl is currently on a course that could threaten the eastern U.S. later this week. Stock market investors appear to be starting the week on a low note, many choosing to ignore some upbeat income and spending numbers as they await key government employment figures due out at week's end. The Dow fell 140 points today to close at 10,009. The Nasdaq lost 33 points. You're listening to NPR. A lawsuit filed by the parents of six deceased U.S. soldiers is accusing life insurance company Prudential of paying paltry interest on military life insurance policies while keeping some of the more generous interest earnings on the policies for itself. That case, filed in U.S. District Court, accuses the company of profiting from the dead soldiers' policies by using bookkeeping maneuvers and misrepresenting how beneficiaries could collect lump sum payments. Attorneys are seeking class action status for the case, meaning ultimately it could affect tens of thousands of life insurance beneficiaries. Personal spending was up 0.4% in July. The Commerce Department says it was the biggest increase in 4 months. Daniel Carson reports the savings rate, however, fell to its lowest level since spring.
People shelled out more than $44 billion last month, with auto sales driving most of the spending boost. People also saved a smaller portion of their disposable incomes, a good thing, say economists, since consumer spending drives most of the country's economic output. Keith Hembry is chief economist at First American Funds.
It was certainly a decent gain for real spending. Spending could be up by 1.5% or so on a real basis for the quarter, which is far from robust, but certainly better than things were looking.
Economists agree the gains in spending are a solid start to the third quarter GDP, but they say job growth also dictates how much people spend, and a new employment report, which comes out Friday, could show the jobless rate went up this month. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
After a 30-year absence from the U.S. market, Fiat is apparently poised to return. Chrysler has notified its dealers starting next year their plans to bring the Fiat 500 mini car to the U.S., which the car would be sold through some 165 Chrysler Group dealers. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.